Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet. We're holding at the last line of Gimel Amud Beis and continuing our discussion, which we began yesterday, concerning Malchei Umas HaOlam. So generally speaking, a non-Jewish king's reign would be calculated based on a Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. That begins his year. In contrast to Malchei Yisrael, Jewish kings, whose Malchus was calculated based on a Rosh Chodesh Nisan formula. However, we find some exception. This fellow, Daryavish, who was also called Koresh on account of the fact that he was a Melech Kosher, he was an upstanding, upright fellow. On account of this enhanced spiritual standing, we gave him a privilege. And the Malchei Yisrael formula was applied to him as well, despite the fact that he was not a Yisrael. However, we do find contradictions in the Pesukim. At times we find that his Rosh Hashanah was Nisan. At other times we find it to be Tishrei. How do we resolve that contradiction? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha, no problem. He had ups and downs in his career. At times, he was on track. And he deserved this enhanced status. In which case, his Rosh Hashanah was Nisan. At other times, after he soured, so to speak, he strayed, he reverts back to the typical standard formula applied to Malchei Umas HaOlam, non-Jewish kings, in which case his Rosh Hashanah has been determined to be Tishrei. Asks the Gemara on the bottom line, Mask of the Rav Kahana, asks Rav Kahana, Umi Hechmetz? Shall we say that he strayed, he soured? We find that he did very nice things. He contributed, he financed the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So why do you think that he strayed? Voksiv, listen to this pasuk. He offered them whatever they needed for the Mikdash. Umash Chashchan, all that the Kehanim asked for. Fill their requests from the royal treasurers. Umash Chashchan, whatever they need. Ubnei Teirin, young birds, V'dichrin, rams, V'imran, lambs, La'alavon, L'Koshmaya, to be used as korbanos to Hashem. Chantin, wheat, melach, salt, chamar, wine, meshach, oil, kemamar kahanaya, di b'Yushalayim, as per the instructions of the Kehanim Yushalayim. Lehu mesiyav lahem yoyim b'yoyim, shall be given to them on a daily basis, dilei shalom, without delay. He was a very generous, altruistic king. So how do you say that he strayed? At that point in history, when Ezra arrived to Yerushalayim, he's no longer regarded as an upstanding king. What do you mean? He was so generous. Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak responds to Rav Kahana, Rebbe, mitunach. From your own load, meaning, let's take a look at the psukim, which are stated near that pasuk. Look at the next pasuk. Dilohin mahakrivin. I'm offering all that to the Kehanim, to allow them to be makrim nichoichin, l'koshimaya, for Hashem. And he added one more thing. I want something in return. It's a business deal. U'matzlan l'chayiv malko, and have them pray for the long life of the king, u'bnoi, and for his sons. So he looked at it like a business venture. He didn't have altruistic motives. And that is an indication of his lack of purity, and we consider it to have strayed. We consider it like Hechmetz. He lost his standing a bit and reverts back to standard procedure like any other non-Jewish king. What's the problem, says the Gemara? To ask for a Mishaberach? What's wrong? Uman David Hachi Lav Mal Yusei. One who does it in this manner. He donates, expecting some form of reward in return. What's so terrible? Vatanya, listen to this Brisa. Ha'oimer Selazul Itztaka. He commits a sela to tzedakah, but he adds a stipulation. Bishvil sheyichu banai, so my sons will live. Ubishvil she'eske b'lachaylam abba, so I get a great portion of the world to come. Harei the tzadik gomer. Rashi says, if he does this repeatedly, he's a tzadik gomer. It's perfectly fine. So what's wrong with Daryavish? Lekasha, the answer is, depends who's doing it. And depends what your primary motive is. Come be Yisrael. kamu avdikucha. When Yisrael does this, that's fine, because his kavan is still l'shem shemayim. He'd like something on the side, but the ikar motive is l'shem shemayim. And you know what? If he doesn't get what he asks for, he won't regret the mitzvah, as opposed to a guy, he's looking at like just a business investment, in which case, doesn't have the schos of tzedakah. Says Rashi on the fourth line from the top. Hariz atad the gomer. If he does it on a regular basis, in regular b'kach, it's perfectly fine. So what's wrong with this king? Answers the Yisrael, the gemara, can't be Yisrael. Sheliba l'shamayim. His heart is directed to Hashem. He means l'shem shamayim. He knows it's a mitzvah regardless. V'imirin le'b'chayav. If he has a hard life, he doesn't feel that he got anything in return. He's not going to challenge Hashem. He's not going to second guess what he did. He's still happy that he gave tzedakah. He attributes his hardships to his own personal sins. He takes personal responsibility. He doesn't blame Hashem. If he doesn't get what he asked for, he'll challenge. He'll question. So really? He has himself in mind. Continues the Gemara. Another raya that the Yavish apparently lost favor with Hashem, he strayed. Minol and the Achmetz. How do we know that happened? Dechsiv Nidbach and the Evan. When he sent instructions on how to build a Migdash, it was as follows. Nidbachan, the Evan, Galal, rows of Evan, Galal of marble, Glossa, three rows. V'nidbach the A. And then we have a row of wood. Is what? Chadas nu, or Chadas means one. In any case, it was built with stone and wood embedded. V'nafkasa, and all the expenses, mi'beis malka, tisyahev, will be financed by the king's treasures. Why did he put wood into the mix? Savar, he figured, let me have a bargaining chip. If the Jews will rebel against me, I'll just burn up the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he needed some wood, so it catches fire. So sure, he built, he contributed, he financed. But as long as it remains under his control. So his motives were not really pure. And we don't consider him like the Malchi Yisrael with respect to Rosh Hashanah. Atu Shleim Alevat Hachi? What's wrong with that? Shleim HaMelech, when he built the Mikdash, didn't he follow the same style? Vaksiv Shleish HaTurei Gazes, three rows of carved stone, Vitur Karsus HaRazim, another row of chopped cedar. He also had wood in the mix. Shleim HaAved Melech Mal. Shleim put his wood on top to add design. Miyu Aved Melamata, he put it on bottom so that he can light it and topple the whole Mikdash. So he had that plan in mind. Shleima Shaki Bivinyana. Shleima embedded it into the stone. It wasn't exposed and visible. Iyuloi Shaki Bivinyana. He didn't embed it into the stone. He kept it exposed and accessible. So he can light it easily if needed. Shleima Sadi Besida. Shleima plastered it with plaster to cover it. Iyuloi Sadi Besida. He didn't cover it with Sid. He left it uncovered and exposed so that it would catch fire easily. So he had that element involved. He had that bargaining chip in mind. In which case, if you consider his intentions to be less than pure, he's not deserving of the higher status. Amar Rav Yosef, b'tamar Rav Yitzchak. I'll give you another riot that he strayed. Nolan de Ichmetz. Where do we see that he soured? Mehach. Listen to this passage. So Nehemiah is speaking to the king. We had this yesterday. And the king turned to me. V'ashegel yeshev es etzli. He had a shegel next to him. My shegel, what is this? I'm a rabba bar lema? Mishmei de rab, kalbos, a female dog. Who he interacted with. So apparently his personal conduct was less than acceptable. And that's how we see that he's straight. Ele me'ata. If that's what shegel means, what about the following pasuk? Hadachsiv. This is where Daniel spoke to Balshetza. Valmar shema yisri mamta. You've behaved haughtily against Hashem. Ulamanayadi beisei. Hesiv kadamach, and the vessels, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, were delivered to you, and you used them. Va'ant, and you, Rav Ravanayich, and your ministers, shag losech, your shegel, whatever that means, ulechenasech, and the women there, chamr, shasen, behind, all drinking wine, using these kelim. V'shegel kalbasi, if shegel is referring to a female dog, kalbasa bas mishtaya chamri, since when does a dog drink wine from a kli? Halakashas could be answered as follows. the malfa lavishasya. She was trained, and she drank based on her training. So it's a dog, but she was a trained dog. So there's no raya that it cannot mean a dog. Ela me'ata, but if that's the case, listen to the following pasuk in Tehillim. Dechsiv b'nois malachim b'ikresecha. The pasuk, the Navi, is being mavasar, is foretelling what a yid is going to be zoicha, the tremendous reward in schal asad lavi. You're going to have b'nois malachim, daughters of royalty, princesses, b'ikresecha, honoring you. Nitzva shegali mincha, you're going to have a shegel to your right. Bekesem Eifir, adorned with jewels. That's the pasuk in Tehillim describing the immense reward coming to tzaddikim l'asad lavan. V'ish shegel kalbasi. If you maintain that a shegel is a female dog, how does that come into the picture here? Ma'ikem avasul unavel Yisrael. What kind of surah is this? You're going to be zayich to have a dog? And says the Gemara, yeah, perhaps it's just an analogy. It's a mashal. Hachik amar. The pasuk means beschar shachaviv atoyel Yisrael kishegel. Love the kechavim, b'schar that Yisrael infatuated with Torah. Torah is so dear to Yisrael, similar to the shegel animal to the goyim. Because of that commitment to Torah, zechisim lekesem oifer, you're going to be zechel asad lavoi, to be adorned with jewels. So perhaps shegel is still referring to the same concept, a kalbasa. V'boi yisem says, well, I'll give you another option here. Lo'elam shegel malksahi. The truth is that typically, shegel is a reference to a queen, as per these two psukim that we just mentioned. Baal Shetzer's queen drank wine. Lasad Lavoi, we're going to have this concept of queen next to us. We want to be honored and adorned because of the Kayach HaTur. So back to Daryavish, who the Gemara said he had a shegel, which was a reference to a kalbasa. How's that? V'Rabba Bar Lema Gemara Gmila. He had a tradition, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, that in that pasuk, specifically in that context, the pasuk, which makes reference to a shekel, sitting beside the Yavish, was a reference to a kalbasa. Although typically shekel is a queen, but over there it meant a female dog who he interacted with. If I might curl a shekel, if it's a dog, why is it called a shekel, which is a queen? Shoyse Chaviv Olav Kishekel. He developed a close relationship with this dog, just as generally is developed with a queen. Inami another pshat, sheyishiva makam shekel. He sat her in the place where the queen would sit. Okay, so in any case, we have another raya that he strayed because of his personal improper conduct. Iboy yisem another pshat to prove that he strayed. Minolan da'ach, it's ma'achav on the following pasuk. When he was offering them help, offering to finance the expenses of the Mikdash. What does he say? Ad ksav kikr mia. Give them up to 100 kikar, a certain measure of silver. Vad chintin kur in mea, up to 100 kur of wheat. Vad chamer batin mea, up to 100 batim, a certain measure of wine. Vad batin mishach mea, up to 100 batim of oil. Umelach tele kasav, and salt unlimited. Now we see a change in attitude. Meikara b'leketsusa. Initially, he offered them unlimited support. Right? Take a look at that pasuk back on the top of the Amud. Give them whatever they need, as per the Kehanim's request. Unlimited. And here, v'hashta b'ketsusa. Now he limited the funds. He gave them a budget. He restricted their allowance. Apparently, he became less generous. So relatively speaking, that's called achmetz. He wasn't open-hearted, he wasn't as gracious as before, and we no longer regard him in the same way. What's wrong with giving a budget, restricting the allowance? Perhaps originally, like, he didn't know how much they're going to need, so he says, look, take whatever you need. But now, they figure themselves out. It's good to run a business with a cheshbon. What's wrong with giving them an allotment? So that they run things economically. Ella said, "Well, you're right. This is no indication of wrongdoing. El machavarta. Kedushani meikara. The correct approach is, as we learned earlier, we had another three options. Firstly, that he conditioned his donations. Number two, he built a Migdash leaving a bargaining chip inside, and the issue with the kalbasa. That explains why we no longer regard him in the same way as we did it originally. Now it reverts back to standard, just like the other Malchi Umas Olam, whose Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. The Mishnah mentioned that Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah L'malachim, as we explained, and also V'le Regalim, for the Yomim Tovim. Regalim? Be'echad Benissenu. Regalim Be'echad Benissenu? What do you mean? Echad Benissen is the start of Regalim. B'chamisha Asur Benissenu. The first Yom Tov of Pesach is the 15th day of Nissan. Amar Rav Chisda, the Mishnah meant Regal Sheboi Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. We're going to see soon that there's a point in working in sequence when it comes to Regalim, with Pesach being the first one. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah meant. That Aleph B'Nissan kicks off the first month, Chodesh Nissan, which contains within it Pesach, which is the first of the three Regalim. Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, of the three Regalim. Nafkemina, what's the relevance here? Nafkemina l'noider l'meik malei bata achar. A person committed to bring a carbon, promised a nether. So he has a deadline. The Torah provides a time frame past which he is over bata achar. You've delayed too much. What is the time frame? Three regalim, during which a person is meant to go to the Beis HaMikdash and pay up, fulfill his commitment to Hashem. If three regalim pass you by without bringing that commitment, without bringing that karm, he's over bal ta'achar. Don't delay, don't linger. It's a lav. So it's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos in order. And that's what the Mishnah meant. Nisan contains the first Yom Tov, which is a Rosh Hashanah l'regalim, because when it comes to bal ta'achar, he's only over if he neglects three regalim in order, Pesach, of which is first. Rav Shimon, the following sheet is Rav Shimon, who holds Baal Ta'achar, gets activated if he delays past three Yomim Tovim in order, starting from Pesach. Tesani, the Braisa says like this, Echad Anoider, whether one committed to giving his personal value to Hashem, Echad HaMagdish, or his Magdish to Hashem, Bedek HaBayis, Echad HaMarach, he committed to give his Erech, which the Torah establishes to be the value of a person, different than Noider. Noider is the actual value, market value. Erechin is a set standard formula established by the Torah. So he commits to give that. Kivin she'avrol of Gimel Regalim, if he delays past three Yomim Tovim, Oiver Bal Ta'achar trigger kicks in. Rav Shimon Oimer, no, it has to be in order. Gimel Regalim Kisidron, it's a set, it's a sequence. If he delays past Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, he's over Bal Ta'achar. V'chag Hamatzes Tchila. First one is Pesach. V'chein hoya, Reb Shimon Nechai Omer. Likewise, you would say, how do we apply this concept? Through Regalim Kis Sidram. Regalim, Pa'amim Gimel, Pa'amim Dalet, Pa'amim Hei. At times, in order to be over Bal Ta'achar, it's going to be three Regalim. At times, four. At times, five. Why? Since it has to be three in order, following the sequence of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, sometimes he can get away with five before he's over Bal Ta'achar Ketzad. How is this? No defnei Pesach. If he promised, if he made a neder before Pesach, that's it. He has three regalim, and it's over. Gimel. Because as soon as he glosses over Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, he's over. But defnei Atzeres, if he made his neder before Atzeres, Chamisha, he has five Yomim Tovim. Because he has Shavuos and Sukkos, which are really out of order, and then he starts the cycle again, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and then he's over. Afnei Chag Arba. If he committed to bringing his nether before Sukkos, so he gets off Sukkos free, then he starts the sequence again, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, complete cycle, the total of four Yom Tovim, and now Bal Ta'achar has been activated. Let's take a look at Rashi, 17 lines from the bottom. So Mishnah spoke about Echad B'Nissan being Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. And the Gemara explained, Regal Sheboi Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Regal Shehu B'Chodesh HaNichnas B'Echad B'Nissan, the Yom Tov, Pesach, which is contained in this month, which begins Echad B'Nissan, Hu Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, that regal, that Yom Tov, that Pesach, is the head, is the top of the sequence when it comes to Regalim regarding Baal Ta'achar. So just as Nisan is the first of the monthly sequence, likewise Pesach is the first of the Yom Tov cycle regarding Baal Ta'achar. Pretty much based on the same underlying point that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim at that point, and that's when the Chadashim got initiated, and that's when the Regalim became activated as well. So the fact that Nisan is the first month and Pesach is the first Yom Tov is sort of related to each other. Nafkimina says Rashi Dahi Rosh Hashanah Linim Neder Shu Muzer Bal Ta'achar. He's warned against delaying. V'tol HaKosav Yichuroi Shloisha Regalim, which depends on missing three Yomim Tovim. V'ashmina Mas Nisan Sheina Oiver Al Shehi Pesach Rishon L'Shloshtam, three Yomim Tovim in order, with Pesach being the first on the list. Shema'over Olav Shleikin Sidron and Yoiver. If he misses three Yom Tovim out of order, he's not Oiver. And the Brisa spoke about Echad Anoider, Oimer Domi Alai, Shisham Noisa Kevid, market value, Echad Magdish Davar Lebedek Habayis, Echad Marach, Shama Erki Alai, Sheerach Kasab Torah Kvishanav, which is said in the Torah based on his gender and his age. And Rashi continues, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be in order, Pam Shleisha. Pam Shu Balta Acha Shleisha Rugalm. Sometimes missing three Yom Tovim generates Balta Acha. If he was chayiv to bring the carbon before Pesach, so you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, three. Pamim Chamish, sometimes you end up with five. If you committed before Shavuos, to be considered, because it has to be in order. So you have Shavuos, Sukkot, and then all over again. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So that sheet is Reb Shimon, and is reflected in our Mishnah as well. Three regalim create Baal Ta'achar, provided they're in order. Tanan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braise, two lines from the bottom. Chayavi Hadamin, a fellow who is chayiv to pay his value, his market value to the Beis Hamikdash, ve'erchin, or is committed to give his erech, hacharamin, a different type of hegdish, ve'agdeshish, your standard hegdish, to the Beit HaKabayis. So a fellow committed, but had not yet fulfilled the commitment. Or is chayiv chatois, ve'ashamois, oileis, ve'shlamim, tzedakos, that's a chiddush. He's committed to give a tzedakah to an ani. U'masreis, giving the master of his grain, b'chor, u'master of Pesach, or other types of kabbanis, b'chor, firstborn, master, the 1 out of 10, u'Pesach, and the Gemara later will explain exactly what Pesach is referring to, or leket shikropea, the leket shikropea portions of his farm. And Tosis explains, apparently we're speaking that there were no aniyim there, so nobody collected it, in which case he collected it and held on to it for the aniyim. So in all these cases, you must make sure to give it without delay. Kivan she'avra aleim shleisha regalim. If three Yom Tovim pass without fulfilling that obligation, without delivering the goods, over Baal Ta'achar is over Baal Ta'achar. So according to Tanakama, three regalim, even out of order. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no, shleisha regalim kesidron. V'chagamatzah is tchila. You have to follow the set cycle, the first one being Pesach. Ramei Omer, going to have five shittas in the Brais. Ramei Omer, kivu she'avar alein regel echad over Baal Ta'achar. As soon as he misses one Yom Tov, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov Omer, kivu she'avar alein shnei regalim over Baal Ta'achar. As soon as he misses two Yom Tovim, Baal Ta'achar sets in. Rabbi Lezer and Shimon Omer, this is the final shita, kivu she'avar alein chagasukais over Baal Ta'achar. Point to him, there's only one criterion. Sukkos. That triggers Baal Ta'achar. One Yom Tov, which happens to be Sukkos. So we have five shittas. One Yom Tov, any? Two Yom Tovim, any? Sukkos? Three Yom Tovim in order, or three Yom Tovim out of order? My time in Tanakama. What's the reason of a Tanakama shita, who says, unless he misses three Yom Tovim, even out of order, but three Yomim Tovim, he was not over Baal Ta'achar. Michti, let's take a look. Minayu Salik. So the Pasuk says, one is meant to visit the Beis HaMikdash three times a year. Shalosh Pamim Hashana, Yiroh Kol Zechurcha, Espe Hashem Lekecha, Bamokim Asher Yivchar, right, three times a year. And the Pasuk itemizes b'chagah matzos, b'chagah shavuos, b'chagah sukkos, all three yomim tovim, three opportunities to come visit Hashem. The pasuk concludes, v'lo yiroa nispnei Hashem reikam. Don't come empty-handed. Kasha is, the psukim have already described in great detail the yomim tovim of Pesach, of shavuos and sukkos. Now when the pasuk recaps, so to speak, you have three times to come visit and bring your korbanos. Why did the pasuk have to re-list the yomim tovim? Could have just said, well, we know the yomim tovim that we just described. Those are three opportunities to come. Why do you have to spell out chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavuos, chag ha-sukkos, michti? Let's take a look at the pasuk. Minayu solak. We're coming off a detailed description of all the yomim tovim. La melila mehader michta. Why did the Torah have to repeat chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavuos, chag ha-sukkos? There's a lesson here. Shema menol abal ta'ach. Apparently the pasuk is telling you a new halach. You have three opportunities to come visit. Don't come empty-handed. Fulfill your commitments to Hashem. So apparently, what triggers Balta Acher? Missing three opportunities, even out of order. Doesn't have to be in this order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The point is three Yom Tov. It could be Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach, etc. Let's go over to Rashi on top line. When the Pasuk recaps, gives you a list of the Yom Tovim, what's the point? Mehem hoya oila. We're coming off of them. Kvar kasav ala mala b'inim. The Pesukim already discussed. Shmur is chodesh ha'aviv, which is Pesach. Shiva shavuos tisperlach, that's shavuos. Chag ha'sukkos taslach, that's sukkos. Why the repetition? Lo amalim mahadar, v'lam ninu, pashas chag ha'sukkos. The Torah now is discussing sukkos, and goes back and says, Pesach, shavuos, and sukkos. Why do you have to do that? Just say, you have three times to come. Shema mino lebal ta'achar. There's a lesson embedded in this pasuk. Tacha kamar. Pasuk is telling you, Hey, you nirin lefan av l'shalom nidreichem. Come three times a year to pay up your nedarim. V'loi sevoi reikem. Don't come empty-handed. So there's a direct reference to bal ta'achar. Sure, we know about yom tovim, but what do we know about bal ta'achar? This pasuk is telling you bal ta'achar. You have three opportunities to come visit with your korbanos. So we learn from here, Bata'achar triggers, Bata'achar kicks in, sets in when he misses three regal. Even if it's out of order, even if it's Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, or Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, continues the Gemara, Rab Shimon. Shimon held, yeah, three Yom Tovim, but in order. Rab Shimon Aymer, Ein Tzorach Lemim Chag HaSukkos. What's his source? Because he looks at the Pasuk a bit closer, and he says, look, he makes an added diuk. I understand that the pasuk is telling you about Bata Acher, which relates to three Yomim Tovim. But I still have a kasha, because we're on the topic of Sukkos. This pasuk of Shalosh Shavuot Mashana is in the middle of the topic of Sukkos. So I understand the Torah is trying to tell you that three Yomim Tovim generate Bata Acher. I understand. The repetition is understood. But still, the pasuk could have sufficed with referencing Pesach and Shavuos. Leave out Sukkos. We're on the topic of Sukkos. Ein tzorach lemim chag ha-sukkos. Shiboy diber ha-kosav. That's the topic at hand. Lomo nemar. Why did the Torah spell out Sukkos again? Lomo she-ze-achron. Ah, it's going to tell you. Baal Ta'achar sets in if he misses three regalim, provided it's in order. In this specific order, Pesach, Shavuos, and then Sukkos. So that's Rav Shimon's raya. You need three regalim kisidrim, as per our Mishnah. Verbi Meir, who says that one regal triggers Balta Acher, my time, and what's his reason? Dechsiv, Ubaso Shama, Vavesim Shama. Pasuk says, you'll have a Vesam Migdash, you'll come there, you'll bring your karbonis. At first opportunity. Says your Meir, if you meant to bring it at first opportunity, at your first Yom Tov, when you come to the Vesam Migdash, apparently, that's also considered sort of a deadline for the nether as well. It's not only a personal obligation. That is determined as a time frame for the nether, past which you're Oiv Balta Acher. So you have one shot, one Yom Tov. As opposed to the Rabbanon who hold no. For Rabbanon, how will I say? Sure, that pasuk is telling you, hurry up, bring it at first opportunity. It's a personal obligation. It's a mitzvah say. It's not to say that that's going to be determined as the zaman for the neder, in which case you're even about to acher if you miss that deadline. Of course not. The zaman of the neder, for that you have 3 yamim tayfim. Rav Meir responds, Kibin the armor Achmana Isi. Once the Torah tells his fellow, bring Vloya Isi, and he neglects, he ignores that directive, Rameh come about to acher. Automatically about to acher sets in. It's a default result. So he holds that the chiyuv and comment on the person affects the nether as well, becomes the zman of the nether, past of which he's over bal ta'achar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, two regalim generate bal ta'achar. My time, what's his reason? The chsiv, Eila tas l'ashem mayadechem. You meant to bring your karbonis b'mayadechem. It's a plural lashem. Miut mayadim shnayim. At a minimum, it's referring to 2. So if he misses 2 regalim, he's over bal ta'achar. Tesis asks, but the pasuk here is speaking about karbonis chayva, obligatory karbonis, which don't really relate to Baal Ta'acha. Tesis answers, because in that pasuk we also have a reference to levad minidrechem and veisechem, which is referring to voluntary karbonis, nedarim and davis, which are based on this 2 regal formula. Rabbanim, what do the Rabbanim do with this pasuk? Hahu, look at the Rabbi Yoina. It's coming to teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yoina. Don't Rabbi Yoina. By the pasuk connecting all the yamim tayvim b'mayadechem, we learn one from the other. Hukshu kolam adam kulam zelazeh. We connect all the yamim tayvim. Shekulam mechaprim al tumas migdal shekadashav, which teaches us that the karbonis of yamtiv, irrelevant of which yamtiv, are all compared to each other and compared to Rosh Chodesh, where we know that the soyer, the carbon, which is unique to Rosh Chodesh, is a mechaper on what? On mishaps relating to the Migdash, the Beis HaMigdash, and to the Kachim. Tumas Migdash HaKadosh. And just as Rosh Chodesh's carbon does that, the carbonists throughout all the Yom Tovim accomplish the same feat, their Mechaper and Tumois, which occurred with the Migdash or the Kachim. Okay, so that's the point of the Pasuk, B'mayadich. But when it comes to Baal Ta'achar, you need 3 regalim. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, in my time, he held that only 1 Yom Tov, which happens to be Sukkot, triggers Baal Ta'achar. That's it. My time, what's his reason? The Sanya. Let's go back to that Pasuk, where we seem to find a redundancy. Right? You have the Pasuk, Shalosh Shvuot Mashana, come to the Beis HaMikdash, bring your Karbonis, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We discussed the Regalim already. Apparently, the lesson here is regarding Baal Ta'achar. Don't miss 3 opportunities. Now, the question was, but still, you need not mention Sukkot, because that's a topic that's being discussed right here. So one Madamer says, well, it's coming to tell you it has to be in order, Sukkot being the last. Elazar ben Shimon has a different approach. Elazar ben Shimon, lo yom chag haSukkot, shaboy dibar kosef. Why does the Pasuk have to mention Sukkot, since that's a topic of discussion? Lo manemar, so why does the Torah spell it out? Lo yomar to teach you, shezeg goyim. Of all the Yamim Tovim, Sukkot is the Goyim for Baal Ta'achar. It's the last one on the list. It's the conclusion of the Yamim Tovim. So if he neglects Sukkot, he's over Baal Ta'achar. But he neglects Pesach or Shavuos, no Baal Ta'achar. Says the one, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaakov, Hai b'chaga matzis, u'b'chaga Shavuos, u'b'chaga Sukkot, my dor shebe. You see, Rabbi Meir holds a single Yom Tov triggers Baal Ta'achar, anyone. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds 2 Yom Tovim trigger Baal Ta'achar. What do you do with the Pasuk, which has a complete list of all the Yom Tovim, which seems to tell us that it's the 3 Yom Tovim that trigger Baal Ta'achar, not 2 or 1? What do you do with that Pasuk? My Dar Shubay. It's coming to tell you something else. M'boilu, K'Rav Lezer, Rav Eishia. D'om, Rav Lezer, Rav Eishia. You know why the Torah bundles together Shavuos with Pesach, Shavuos with Sukkot? Is to tell you something regarding Shavuos, unrelated to Baal Ta'achar. Totally different concept. Menayin la'atzeres sheyesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. How do we know that if one misses the carbon on Shavuos, he misses the first day, he can still make it up throughout the next 7 days? There's a 7-day makeup period when it comes to Shavuos, just as there is by Pesach and Sukkot. How do we know that? Talmud Leimar. This pasuk, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, which is really an extra pasuk. Makish Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaMatzos. The Torah, by doing so, is connecting Shavuos to Matzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yesh Tashum Kol Shiva, just as we know. When it comes to Pesach, you have a 7-day makeup period for your korbanos. If you didn't bring your Eilos Re'iyah, Shama Chagiga, you have 7 days to bring it. Av Chag HaShavuos, likewise, on Shavuos, Yesh HaTashem Kol Shiva, you have 7 days to make it up. So that's why the pasuk bundles together the three Yom Tovim to draw a comparison, a link between one and the other. So you're comparing Shavuos to Pesach to give you a 7-day makeup period. 1 second. Why can't we compare it to Sukkot and give you an eight day makeup period, an extra day? V'likish l'chag ha-sukkos, connect Shavuos to Sukkot, which will tell you ma'al ha'al and Shemoyna. Just as by Sukkot you have an 8-day makeup period, Afkan Shemoyna, likewise in Shavuos, you have 8 days to bring a carbon. Give an extra day. And says the Gemara, no, Shmini regula fnei atzmeyu. The 8th day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, is a separate independent Yom Tov, unrelated to the previous days. What do you mean? Emod Amrinan, when do we say Shmini regula fnei atzmeyu, that's a separate Yom Tov? Regarding certain halachas, leinen pazar, kashav, to Rosh HaTevis, representing 6 different halachas. Rashi explains, the pay is pious. There's a separate lottery system when it comes to the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, applied to Shmini Atzeres, different than the rest of Yom Tov. Zayin is Zman, making the Shechayanu. Reish, Regal, has a new name, Shmini Atzeres. It's no longer related to, referred to as Chag HaSukkos in your Tefillah, in your Kiddush. Kashav is, Kuf is the carbon. A different number of karbonis brought on Shmini Atzeres, out of sequence from the rest of Sukkos. Shin is the shear. There was a separate, unique, distinct shear on the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres. Beis is the bracha. Made a bracha in honor of the Melech. So Shmini Atzeres has these unique elements. But when it comes to making up a carbon, of course it relates to the previous days. Avolim tashlumin debrakol, tashlumin derishinu. Of course you can bring the missed carbon on Shmini Atzeres as well. This non. Mishle chag yom tevishin shachag. The person failed to bring his carbon the first day of Yom Tov. Of Sukkos, Chogigas Kol HaRegel, can bring it throughout Sukkos, V'yom Tov Ra'achas Shechag, even the last day of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is also included in this makeup period. So back to the Kash. We have a Pasuk, which mentions Chag HaMatzos, Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos together. We compare Shavuos to Pesach, to give you a 7-day makeup period, compare it to Sukkos with an 8-day makeup period. And says the Gemara, classic response, when you have a choice of reaching out to more or to less, and you don't have a riot to substantiate the more, you can't go out on a limb unless you prove it. The fast, the rubble, the fast, you try to grab too much, perhaps you'll be proven wrong, and you lose everything. The fast, the more, the fast. If you grab a little, you're safe and secure. In this case, you don't know which way to go. Shavuos can be related to either Pesach, to give you a 7-day makeup period, or to Sukkot for an 8-day makeup period, that's perhaps too much. You have no riot to allow that much. Therefore, we prefer the smaller number, which is safe and secure, and we're assured about the correctness of that comparison. Okay, so we understand why this pasuk mentions Pesach and Shavuos, because we have to connect the two for makeup, for Hashlama. But why does the pasuk mention Sukkot? What function does Sukkot serve in this pasuk? Why does the pasuk mention Sukkos? Answers the Gemara, to connect Sukkos to Pesach as well. To apply a lesson from Pesach to Sukkos. Lakushi l'chag HaMatzos, to connect Sukkos to Pesach. With respect to another halacha, Lina. Ma chag HaMatzos ton Lina. Just as a person is meant to stay overnight when he comes to visit the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, he stay overnight till Chol HaMoed, be a good guest, don't run away. A first opportunity, you have to stay overnight. Av Chag HaSukkos Ton Lina, likewise, on Sukkos, Lina is required. V'asim in Olan, how do we know that Lina is applied to Pesach, Tachsev, V'panisu HaBaker, V'lachta L'alecha, so in the morning, you turn around, you go home, after you stayed overnight, and that's where the Pasuk mentions Sukkos as well, to apply this halacha to Sukkos. So we have a Pasuk mentioning 3 Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Pasuk, according to these Manda Amrim, is really a superfluous pasuk, coming to tell you that the makeup period that applies to Pesach, applies to Shavuos as well, and the Lino concept, which is inherent in Chag HaPesach, gets applied to Sukkot as well. So what did we learn today? Echad B'Nisan has a double function. It's Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim and Rosh Hashanah L'Rugalim. Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim provided its Malchi Yisrael, who are kings of a more spiritual essence, and relate to the Malchus of Hashem, which was established by Nisan. Whereas Malchi Umas Olam, their Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, unless he's considered an upstanding, upright fellow, such as Daryavish at certain points in his career, but then he's strayed and reverts back to norm, in which case his year begins Tishrei. We found three rayas that he was Machmitz, the fact that he donated to the Beis HaMikdash on condition, the fact that he included wood in the structure, which allowed him access if he needs, and regarding the improper personal behavior with the Kalbus. Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Rugalim pertaining to Baal Ta'achar. In that month we have the first Yom Tov HaPesach, the first of the Yom Tovim cycle regarding Baal Ta'achar, following Reb Shimon. Baal Ta'achar sets in if he misses three Rugalim in order. We had a Braisa with five Shitas. According to Reb Meir, one Yom Tov triggers Baal Ta'achar, the Pasuk says Abbas HaShama, bring it at first opportunity. If he misses that opportunity, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Next Shita, Rezim Yaakov says, two Yomim Tovim, b'moya deichem, Lashon Rabbim. We had a Shita which says, three Yomim Tovim, even out of order. But a Shita that said, in order. But a Shita that said, Sukkos is the sole trigger point for Baal Ta'achar. Now, according to some Shitas, we seem to have an extra Pasuk. That Pasuk which mentioned the three Rugalim, which wasn't really serving any purpose. Gemara concluded, according to them, the point is to connect the Yom Tovim. Shavuos will learn from Pesach. We have a 7-day makeup period for the Karbanos, and Sukkot learns from Pesach as well to require Lina. All the best to you and much Hatzlacha.